Every year during Canada Day and Victoria Day, people light off fireworks to celebrate the holiday. Residents either partake in the festivities or lament the idea of having to hear the constant barrage of mini explosions outside their windows. Animals are known to be under distress during these holidays because of the unexpected loud noises they are not able to comprehend. "He is not going to be a happy camper," said Rose Russell, who was walking her daughter's dog on the day before the Canada Day celebrations. "These dogs don't know what's coming. It's easy for us to prepare for it, but for them it must be pretty scary," she said. Despite many angry social media posts the day after holidays where fireworks are set off, there is still a large population who want to indulge in the light spectacle and take part in the celebration. Kaboom fireworks retailer Catherine Keogh has a shipping container full of fireworks set up in the plaza at 200 Franklin Boulevard. While she admits sales have been slower compared to Victoria Day, many of the firework sets she had are sold out. "A lot of people are wanting to go to a city-run firework show instead of lighting them off themselves, but business is still good," Keogh said. She added, "It's unfortunate that some animals are afraid of these fireworks, but the best thing someone could do is comfort them if they are scared. Even still, the show must go on," she said. "Their best sellers are the grand finale kegs, the showstoppers, the ones," as she puts it, "goes boom and lights up the skies. While some love the fireworks, there are others that could do without all of the noise that comes with the beautiful lights." Chantel Taylor was having a birthday party for her dog at the Maple Grove Dog Park and said her dog doesn't typically care for the fireworks and neither does she. "It doesn't really bother him much and I don't really like them anyways, but I know dogs who have escaped because of the noise. They just get so scared and run away," said Taylor. The Ontario SPCA recommends keeping all tags on the animal's collar in case they are able to make it outside. "Keep your pet indoors during firework displays, making sure to close windows and pet doors leading outside. Startled pets will seek a place to hide. This means if your cat or dog manages to get outside, it can be very easy to lose your pet. Being inside the house will also help dampen any loud noises," said Ontario SPCA. They go on to say that fireworks can be fun, but pet owners should be aware they are a completely foreign experience for pets. Fireworks come without warning and can be very frightening to your animal. "I've seen dogs going for a walk at night and when the fireworks start, they just take off," said Russell. "People have the right to celebrate, just make sure you are respecting those around you." The City of Cambridge has set out in a by-law that residents must obtain a permit to set off any fireworks in a public park or public setting. This would limit private firework shows to private property like backyards. This also means fireworks are also prohibited from being set off in or into any public streets, highways, or other public spaces. The Cambridge Fire Department is also urging safety and caution this Canada Day, and for those who are celebrating on their own, they recommend reviewing the city bylaw to ensure they are in compliance. Eric Yates is the chief fire prevention officer for the Cambridge Fire Department and has a list of safety precautions that should be considered when lighting off fireworks. He says to choose a wide, clear site away from all obstacles. "Refer to safety instructions on the fireworks label and keep a minimum distance of 10 meters or 35 feet away from buildings. Never try to light a firework or hold a lit firework in your hand unless the manufacturer's instructions indicate that they are designed to be handheld," he said. "It's also best to keep water nearby so you can dispose of used fireworks safely. Adults setting off fireworks should also never be under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Other tips to remember: do not fire in windy conditions, do not smoke while setting off fireworks, discharge fireworks well away from combustible materials like buildings, trees, and dry grass, keep sparklers away from children. As the sparkler wire remains hot for some minutes after burnout, it should be immediately soaked in water to avoid injury. Wait at least 30 minutes before approaching a firework that did not go off. Never try to relight a fireworks that did not go off. Never try to fix a firework that is defective." The City of Cambridge is hosting a fireworks show at Riverside Park for the first time since 2019 on Friday. The main event will start at 10 p.m. "Just be cautious and considerate when you are lighting off fireworks in your neighborhood," Russell said.